JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
The Ministry of Justice continued to develop strategies to enhance the delivery of justice and strengthen public trust and confidence in the system in 2014. These strategies include plans to decriminalize ganja and a continued thrust to reduce the inventory of court cases. In early June, the Justice Minister announced plans to decriminalize possession of ganja for medicinal, research, and religious purposes. The reform of laws relating to ganja started in 2014 and will see possession of small quantities of ganja or less than 2 ounces becoming a ticketable offense. Failure to pay the fine will result in the matter being brought before the Petty Sessions Court and a penalty of community service. The Justice Minister also made good on a pledge to bring to Parliament a bill to amend the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Act to facilitate expungement of existing criminal records for possession of small quantities of or smoking ganja. Persons with such convictions will be able to apply to the Criminal Records Board for expungement without having to wait for the expiration of any pre-expungement period. Jamaica's development efforts in the justice sector were significantly bolstered with an allocation of 23 million euros from the European Union. The money was made available under the 11th European Development Fund National Indicative Programme for the period 2014 to 2020. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the allocation is important in advancing gender-responsive, accountable, and effective justice services, especially for vulnerable groups.
We are committed to improving conditions in detention, creating better access to justice services at the community level, how we address the question of lockups, improving efficiency in the justice process through better technology and infrastructure, as well as treating our children in conflict with the law.
The $23 million accounts for 50% of the total of 46 million euros. 29 computers were handed over to the ministry from the Canada-based Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation Just program for deployment throughout the court system. Minister of Justice Mark Golding said the machines will help expedite the handling of court matters across the island and therefore increase the speed at which Jamaicans can access justice.
We hope and intend that in due course, Jamaicans will have increasing confidence in their justice system and will be seeing outcomes in the form of cases flowing through the system more expeditiously.
The Justice Ministry, through the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, partnered with the Jamaica Constabulary Force to identify and bring to justice perpetrators of the crime. The task force handed over equipment to help in the public education, intelligence gathering, and general operations of the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Intellectual Property Vice Squad. Equipment handed over included tablets, laptops, camcorders, digital cameras, as well as a projector and screen. Meanwhile, despite the considerable work to combat trafficking in persons, Jamaica was downgraded to Tier 2 on the watch list in the U.S. State Department Trafficking in Persons report. Chairman of NATFATIP and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, said the report overlooked the numerous resources put in place by the government for the proper investigation and prosecution of every reported case.
Jamaica has, in the year 2013-2014, done more than it has ever done in any year in its efforts to combat trafficking.
It was done.
People have been prosecuted, and I can attest to the fact that every single report that is received, it's investigated.
The government has continued its island-wide public education campaign on the issue of trafficking in persons, and an anti-trafficking in persons unit established in the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The Ministry of Justice committed to providing the legal and policy framework within which justice services are efficiently and effectively delivered to all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.